Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. To the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host. And we are back on the topic of constipation. And we are exploring all avenues of why you are having constipation after gastric sleeve and gastric bypass surgeries. So we are going to kind of dig in to the malabsorption piece. And this involves bile acid malabsorption. So we're going to talk about constipation and bile acids. So hopefully this won't get too deep, but remember, what we're trying to do is identify what's driving it, the why. Why after weight loss surgery did you start having issues with constipation? Some of you could have had it before, and maybe it kind of just got a little bit worse, or maybe it just kind of stayed the same. Whereas there are many people who had weight loss surgery, and now they have this new phenomenon of constipation they've never experienced. And they've kind of exhausted our standard treatment protocols used for constipation, which is more fluids, more fiber, and more movement. When those don't work, you have to dig a little deeper. And that's what we're doing. We are digging into bile acids and the connection with motility in constipation. I would say most of the studies were showing as early as 2008, 2011, 2013, they were seeing some connection or some correlation. And there's some studies, even in bariatric surgery, showing the alterations in bile acids and not necessarily the connection with constipation, although I do hope those studies kind of evolve. But right now, you know, let's talk about just bile acids and let's talk about their role and that potential connection with your constipation. So the big picture is if we just focus on improving or increasing bile flow, which there are solutions we can do with that, that would be a great way to give you ideas and solutions that you maybe haven't tried. So bile acids are made in the liver from cholesterol. So many of you may not realize that. So cholesterol is not all bad. It is needed in various different roles. So we can't suppress it too much if you are taking those cholesterol lowering meds. And that's why your doctor doesn't want that cholesterol low because it has a purpose. But it makes bile acids. 95% of the bile acids are absorbed by transporters and recycled back to the liver. But 5% pass into the colon and are disrupted by intestinal bacteria and either utilized or kind of, transported in different ways. They are just kind of transported out in your feces. So the primary functions of bile acids are intestinal fat absorption and assist in the absorption of vitamins A, D, E, and K. So all important, especially after bariatric surgery when we are disrupting or sometimes altering with the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. We are altering the absorption of vitamin and minerals because we are bypassing those absorption sites. So you throw the bile acid alterations in it, and that could be a really big negative for those fat-soluble vitamins. Some bile acids are natural laxatives and can influence your colon motor activity. That's what we already know about bile acid diarrhea. So we know that as that doesn't get absorbed in the small intestines or the right in the ileum, and it makes its way to the colon, that's when people are going to have diarrhea most typically. But what they're realizing now that it might play a role in those people who have chronic constipation. So in 2008, in the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology, the IBS-C and functional constipation patients have marked changes in their bile acid synthesis in relation to colonic transit. So they can see that the people who chronically have constipation, who these populations, they really don't know why they are having constipation. They don't respond to our fiber, fluids, and movement. And they were requiring lots of laxatives and prescriptions just to have normal bowel movements. So when weight loss surgery patients are kind of getting lumped into this category, I'd say it makes it interesting. And I want you to have this discussion with your doctor. And what could we do? And maybe we could really work on bile flow. I know nutritionally, I know there are things we can do to support that. And they are isolating certain nutrients can really help. There are some supplements that can really help support bile flow. You also throw in, if you've had your gallbladder removed, and now we're kind of changing how bile is delivered in your digestive tract and how often. So that can play a role in what you are experiencing. So in 2021, I just want to show this correlation, bile acids and metabolic surgery. And they talked about sleeve gastrectomy and the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass in this study. And of course, all the links will be in the show notes, so you have all these to refer back to. Again, we're just planting that seed of ideas of what else could cause this constipation issue and what could I do. Bile acids identified as a hormone. So I thought this was really interesting. And they're actually using, on this study, they were actually trying to identify, hey, could there be a drug that we could use that is connected with bile acids that would help someone not need weight loss surgery, something so invasive that maybe it could be a medication that it could help promote weight loss just as effectively and suppress, you know, all the benefits you guys see with weight loss surgery. It could really make those changes as well. So it's not, they're looking at this for additional ways to support weight loss. But I find it interesting that it's been identified as a hormone and its ability to modulate a variety of effects on lipid metabolism, glucose homeostasis, which is kind of what the magic that happens after weight loss surgery. You guys, you're all diabetics can frequently, not 100%, but frequently experience no longer needing insulin right after surgery, but yet you've lost no weight and you really haven't changed your diet. So why? So they're questioning this bile acid piece. So glucose homeostasis and gut microbe alterations after the sleeve gastrectomy and the Roux-en-Y. So again, I want you to see that correlation with bariatric surgery and bile acids, and also these connections with bile acids and constipation. I'll have the links to the other studies I have on the constipation of bile acids. I'm not talking about all of them today because there were several. So I will link all those. And I think if you take, again, a step back and the fiber, fluids, and movement is not working for you, maybe we could explore increasing bile flow by diet and supplements and see if that improves your constipation. So again, reach out. reach out to me on any of the social media platforms. Send me a message, ask to schedule a 15-minute visit where you can tell me your digestive story. I just really want to help weight loss surgery patients deal with the digestive issues that occur after surgery. Not 100% of you have this, but I will say it is a large percentage of you experience some form of digestive distress. That shifts after surgery. Some it's immediate within that first month. Others it is years down the road before they really experience anything. I have dealt with tens of thousands of weight loss surgery patients and have had the luxury to utilize different strategies and different approaches that have provided solutions and resolution to your problems. So I really want to share those with you, and I would love to connect with you in some way. So reach out and let's talk about maybe bile acids being a connection with your constipation. So we'll see you soon, and stay tuned for the next videos on constipation. See you soon. Bye-bye.